Sean Davis, Federalist Comments section will return. Looks like NBC partnered with left-wing group to use Google to go after us. By Ian Hanchett on June 16, 2020. On Tuesday's broadcast of the Fox News Channel's Tucker Carlson Tonight, the Federalist co-founder Sean Davis stated that the Federalist never got any notice from Google over the threatened demonetizing of the site. It appears NBC partnered with a foreign left-wing group in Europe to go after us and to use Google to go after us. And vowed that the site's comments section will return. Davis said, "We never got any formal notice from Google. We never got any notice from their ad team. We learned about this from NBC News, from the reporter, Ms. Fraser, who emailed the general info account at the Federalist. She didn't email me or my partners or my founders, saying, 'Hey, we heard that Google demonetized you, what do you think about that?' And it's at that point where we started reaching out to connections that we have at Google and found out that it turns out, yeah, something was going on there, but it wasn't what NBC or Ms. Fraser had said. In fact, it looks like NBC, the network that coddled Harvey Weinstein and Matt Lauer, by the way, had partnered with a foreign left-wing group in Europe to go after us and to use Google to go after us. And as of now, since we have temporarily removed our comments sections, I can assure you they will be back, we are back in Google's good graces. But this is a pretty terrifying example of the power that you have between the unholy union of corrupt media and monopolistic tech oligarchs." Follow Ian Hanchett on Twitter @IanHanchett.